Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third, the first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting eighth, the catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Frank Burdena. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Frank Burdena. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second, the center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting third, the right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh, the catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dwight Siebler. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dwight Siebler. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Bowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Echeverrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mincher moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mincher moves to third. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mincher scores. Batty moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Dwight Siebler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebler bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-3. 2 outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-1 in the game. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Batty moves to third. Allen moves to second. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-1 in the game. Oliva is called out on strikes. 1 out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-1 in the game. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Siebler covering, for the out. 1 out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-1 in the game. Powell strikes out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Batty is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Siebler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebler is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0-for-1 in the game. Palfari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palfari for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Virals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drabowski can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0-for-2 in the game. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-1 in the game. Echeverrin strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Al Worthington now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari is 0-for-2 in the game. Palfari hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worthington fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Echeverrin moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Virals hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-3 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 0-for-3 in the game. Bulfari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Powell moves to third. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell scores. Bulfari moves to second. It's Orioles, 4, Twins, 4. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Andy Kosko. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. Etchy Barron drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hall out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Cott pinch runs for Earl Batty. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-4, Twins. Al Worthington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthington is 0-for-1 in the game. Worthington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Snyder. Worthington reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Verhals hits a line drive. Bowens throws the ball into Etchy Barron, who tags Verhals trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Worthington scores. It's 7-4, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Jerry Zimmerman now catching. Andy Etchy Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchy Barron is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Etchy Barron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held pinch hits for Dick Hall. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Aparicio strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.